Good evening, everyone. The time is now 5:03 and the Warwick Finance Committee is open. If I may have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on April 17th.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. We now move on to PCR 49-23. Item number one, 2023-395, Pontiac Village Park Site Improvements. Good evening. I got a message from the director not long ago, so please introduce yourself and the department with your title.
Dean Pimentel, Senior Planner.
Speak directly into the microphone.
Dean Pimentel, Senior Planner.
Thank you. And what's your title?
Senior Planner.
Thank you. Go ahead if you have information.
So we had a mandatory pre-bid on March 28th. We had to rebid this project. We initially had put it out in fall of 22. The price came in around $490,000. We tried to negotiate with the one bidder at that time. We were unsuccessful to get the price down to something that we could afford and budget. So what we did was we had another pre-bid on March 28th. Again, 28 vendors were reached out to. Only one showed up to the pre-bid, and they submitted a bid for $274,400, which is right around where the project is. We were able to get a majority of the wants that the public and the city want on that project. We did meet with the councilman and the village group, and we came to a conclusion to accept those and come forward tonight, request for spend the money.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comment on the Pontiac Village site improvement? Councilman Gephardt? Nope. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I thought I heard.
That's all right.
Any further question, comment? Thank you, Councilman Sinapi.
Other than to urge support, no comments. They spent a long time on this.
Thank you so much, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Any further questions from members of the community, the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Bid 2023-439. GIS and Asset Management Services. Good evening. Name, title, and department, please.
Terry DiPetrello, Chief of the Water Division.
Thank you.
So the Water Division is requesting an exception to notice engagement service with the Beta Group Engineering Services for GIS and Asset Management Services. The City of Warwick Water Division currently does not have a GIS system in place. Beta Group will specially locate 4,000 gate valves, 2,000 hydrants, and associated gate valves. We currently serve 27,000 services, 314 miles of water main, and 20 miles of transmission mains. GPS technology will generate a point feature to be utilized in a platform. I don't know if you're current up to date with GIS, but it's multi-layered with many pages, whether it's lead services or fire hydrants, or what type of pipe we have in our system. We can also, it tracks trends where the most water main breaks have been, so we can target an area. So say if Natural Grid's going to come in and pave a road, we can identify that area where it needs some attention. So we're requesting $207,000 for a one-time fee. In the cover letter, it says that the Beta will provide maintenance. We ask them to include in this bid a GIS system so we can maintain it ourselves. So they will train us. So once this service is provided, it's a one-time fee. They will train us and we can maintain it ourselves. So say a new service comes into town, a new building comes into town, we can take our GPS unit and go out there and enter into the system.
Thank you. Questions, comments from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks, sorry. First off, is this something we've looked at doing in the past, or is this a new initiative?
This is a new initiative for the Water Division. I believe the Planning Department utilizes GIS, but there's nothing for water. So this is not only going to benefit the Water Department, but it's going to benefit the residents because it will be online. Any information they need to know about anything, it's there. Architects, engineers. It's going to streamline things for everybody.
And is the sewer system in GIS?
I can't speak for sure. I'm not sure.
Okay. And just in terms of funding this. Was this budgeted? And if so, just can you direct me where?
We're taking this out of our 84,799 capital improvement fund.
Capital improvements, okay. But in terms of the capital requests that were in the enterprise budget for water, was this incorporated? I'm just trying to...
Yes, it is. It is in our capital request.
Okay. That's all for me for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments, questions from members of this council? Comments, questions from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2023-412. This is found on page 12, MDR EDR Service Solution. Good evening, Phil. Please identify name, title, and department.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director with the MIS Department for the city. This is a request to award bid 2023-412 for a managed detection and response, endpoint detection and response, MDR, EDR, service solution to ConnectWise LLC in the amount of $94,374.72, covering a 3-year period starting with approval and service implementation. This project is being paid for by a cybersecurity grant received by Warwick from the Rhode Island Secretary of State's office. In an industry that is constantly adapting to address an ever-changing threat landscape, services come in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms, as can be seen by the fact that for the bids we received on this, 5-year projected cost ranged anywhere from $174,000 to close to $1 million. In this particular case, we chose the low bidder because it fit into our current cybersecurity program the best. It addresses and enhances some of the stuff we already have in place. And while ConnectWise did offer a 3-year option at a slightly reduced cost if we would commit up front, we're requesting an estimated 3-year spend that would cover up to a 10% annual increase in cost over the 3 years. While I'm confident that this solution is the correct fit for what we need now, I am not willing to commit contractually the city for the full 3 years up front. This option lets us have the flexibility to reevaluate and negotiate that pricing. So this really turns into a worst case scenario. And it does fit into the dollar cap that was awarded to us in that cybersecurity grant.
Thank you, Director. Questions from members of the committee?
Cool. Sorry. Councilman Gebhardt?
Yeah, just.
Councilman Gebhardt.
Just one. I noticed, thanks for the chat today on this one. Just looking at the grant, I think was for $176,000. So that'll leave you some additional funds.
The $176,000 actually covered, this was to improve, this grant was based on improving the cybersecurity of our election system. Because the Board of Canvassers lives within our network, all things related to the network were available. We put in for three particular items. One of them was to provide the Board of Canvassers with hardened laptops requiring multi-factor authentication that they'll take out into the field. We have a dual firewall that is also on the docket tonight to replace our aging firewall situation. And then this was put in for $100,000 for the system itself.
Got it. All right. So I think you just answered my question. So this the grant will cover two of the items on the docket tonight, and then the additional the firewall, the EDR, MDR, and then you're using some for
the three laptops that were for the Board of Canvassers have already been purchased.
Great. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next is
thank you,
Phil. Next is bid 2024-031 Alpha pipe fittings and valves. Please identify through department title and name again.
Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of Water.
Thank you.
Water Division. So the Water Division received five bid submissions for pipe fitting and valves. And I'm recommending the vendors Warwick Wind Water, Ferguson Waterworks, John Holy and Sons, Linden Group, EJ Prescott. And we will order items submitted for this bid as needed. Items will be chosen based on the lowest qualified bidder. The current contract expires July 24, 2023, and the new contract will be July 25th, 2023 through January 2024. So typically this bid every year is a year bid. They're only extending bids for 180 days now. Warwick Wind Water obviously is a Warwick company. We'll do due diligence with that 7% the legislation that this council has passed. But there's multiple items on this bid, quite a few items, and we will, as ordered, it would be the lowest bidder.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Director. I don't have any questions. I just want to make a comment. This brings me back to a bid from the one of the recent meetings where the council chose to award or give the opportunity to a department to purchase items from vendors that didn't bid for whatever reason. And my reasonings that I stated on the record then are no different today. You are doing something similar in the fact that you want to award all the vendors because there's certain things you may need from certain vendors. What I would like to know from you is with Linden Group, who only bid certain items, mm-hmm. are you or would you award them any bid, given the fact that you have four other vendors, would you award Linden Group a bid on anything they did not bid on?
No, so this is going to go into the my next thing on the docket. So we had five companies bid. Typically, we have 10 to a dozen companies bid on this item historically. But with the atmosphere today, the companies that bid, they're not bidding on a lot of different things. So if a company does not submit a bid on anything, if they don't submit a bid, they don't get awarded.
But that wasn't my question. My question was, they bid certain items. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can understand where if you're in a pinch or if they were the low bidder on that particular item that you may want to use them for that particular item. My concern is that they're going to be contacted to purchase something that they haven't bid on. And I still believe the reason that some of these vendors are not bidding is because they don't want to disclose proprietary information. They don't want to, they don't want people to know, especially their competitors. They don't want them to know what those numbers are.
Yeah, so some people, Councilman, if they did not bid on an item, we cannot award them that item.
Okay. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is bid 2024-031 Bravo, pipe fitting and valves, additional vendors. Director, if you wouldn't mind just using the
Sure. Attorney Patrol, Chief of Water.
Thank you.
So the Water Division again is requesting an exception to notice the recently submitted items from the previous bid, 2024-031A. The Water Division finds itself in unforeseen circumstances which vendors who normally bid do not submit bids based on supply availability and fluctuation of prices. This request will allow the Water Division to get business and allow the purchasing authority to buy items submitted under bid 2024-031A when products not included on the bid 2024-03 is needed. We will perform due diligence and buy those items from the lowest responsible vendor listed below, which is Core & Main, Jack Ferrelli Company, Putnam Pipe Company, Radiance, Styles, and Tire Sales, Inc.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. So next we're going to go to bid 2024-028 Hoxie School Basketball Courts. This is for over the 50,000 threshold, so we're going to look at that. Everyone should have the amendment. It's also on the website as the additional bid package. I'll give everyone a moment just to get coordinated. So this is bid 2024-028 Hoxie School Basketball Courts. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager. Excuse me. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for the improvement of the Hoxie School Basketball Courts to Narragansett Improvement Company in the amount of $71,092.50. This is ARPA expenditures as requested by Councilman McElroy.
Thank you. And this is part of the amounts that were the ARPA funds that were committed to ward improvements per the residents of the wards?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Is there any recommendation or comment from Councilman McElroy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the Hoxie basketball court has been in deplorable condition, and this is something I felt was best utilized in the money for the school. I urge support of it.
Thank you so much, Councilman. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Christy. We are now at the section of the bid package where all items are under the $50,000 threshold, and what I will do is go to the members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public. If there is an item on this or items on this bid package that you would like to have discussed, please identify the bid number, and if you have it in front of you, the item number, the bid number, and we'll work from there. Starting with this committee, Councilman Foley.
Thank you. Item 29 on the list, 2023-455, purchase of 8 solar speed signs. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman. There are any other items on this list from members of this committee? Oh, I apologize. That was bid. It was item number 29, so that would be, give me one moment.
Yep.
455.
New packet. Packet.
In my mind, or the page number. There it is. It's found on page 195. It's part of the supplement. No, it's not. It's not part of the supplement. It's found on page 195. Oh, yes, it is. Yep.
195. You got it.
Thank you. I was looking at the very, very end. Are there any other items? Thank you. Give me one moment. I would like to discuss bid 2024-027. That is found on page 192. What's the title? The title is ADA improvements at crosswalks. Thank you. I have a 2024-027 right here. That's the, well, it looks the same, but it's right here. It's on my bid package. 027. So for clarification, it's in the supplement. The additional is bid 2024-027. And in the packet, and where was it on your? Number 28, it says 2024-029. We're going to identify it as 029. So thank you. For clarification to the public and to the council, in the amended packet that we were given, the secondary additional packet, it is identified on page 195, but at the very top it says on page 192. Thank you. At the very top it says bid 2024-027. The real bid number, the actual bid number, is bid 2024-029. So this is found on page 192. 2.
Thank you.
And it is bid 2024-029 ADA improvements at crosswalks. It is item number 28 in our bid package. I apologize about the confusion. Thank you. Anyone else from the committee wish to discuss? Thank you. Are there any items that members of the council would like to discuss? Councilman Lattisaur.
Item 2023-444, found on page 69. Item 2022-286, Bravo, found on page 87.
If I could ask, within your, on your, could you repeat the first one, please? 2023?
Sure. 2023-444.
Got it. Thank you.
That's on page 69. That's item number 9, at least on the sheets that I have, anyhow.
It is. Thank you, sir.
Item number 12, 2022-286, Bravo, found on page 87.
Thank you.
Item number 13, animal shelter and food, found on page 103.
Thank you.
And item 14, 2023-438, found on page 106.
Thank you. So we're on the same page, Councilman. You wanted to speak about item number 9, bid 2023-444, furnish and install HVAC controllers at animal shelter?
Correct.
Item 12, which is bid 2022-286, Bravo, City of Warwick gasoline, low sulfur fuel and low sulfur diesel fuel?
Yes.
Item 13, bid 2024-017, animal shelter food and cat litter?
Correct.
And the final one was item 14, bid 2023-438, replace doors and additional posts at Thayer Arena?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Are there any other items members of this council would like to discuss? Are there any items on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Are there any items on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. In one moment, we'll get started. So we will start with bid 2023-444, furnish and install HVAC controllers at animal shelter. This is found on page 69. This is requested by Councilman Lattisaur. Christy, if you could identify your department, and then Councilman, you'll have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
So this issue here with the controllers servicing, not communicating with the system, how long has this been going on?
That I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I would imagine the building maintenance supervisor, but he's not here this evening.
Has anyone reported this to the department before April 10th?
I don't have that information.
Well, I guess I'm not going to get the answers on that. Move on to the next one.
Are there any further questions, comments from this committee? Further questions, comments from the council? Questions, comments from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you. Next on the agenda is item number 12, bid 2022-286 Bravo, City of Warwick, District 6 gasoline, low sulfur diesel and ultra low sulfur diesel fuel. This is requested by Councilman Lattisaur. Chief, if you could identify yourself, and then I'll hand the floor over to the councilman.
Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Thank you, Chief. Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chief.
Good evening.
So, Chief, these invoices, do we normally pay these federal excise taxes and all these other taxes?
As far back as my recollection, we do pay the taxes and the excise taxes and the fees, correct?
I thought the city was tax exempt.
I'm not a tax expert, so I don't know what our tax exemption, if it includes fuel, excise taxes. Most of the fees are spill fees, underground storage tank fees. I'm not sure if the excise taxes are exempt from that.
Well, I see Director Schaefer here. Would he be familiar with that?
The director stated from the audience that he's not aware of any exemption. Councilman.
Is legal counsel for the city here?
There is no one legal counsel here, Councilman.
So we don't know, at least from the directors that are here, we don't know if we're supposed to be paying this tax. I don't know if anyone else would disagree with me, but I was always under the impression that the city is tax exempt. Now, perhaps that means just sales tax, but I think it's something that we should know. And to be honest with you, I never paid attention to this tax before either, or identified it in the invoices. Maybe I haven't seen an itemized invoice like this. But I think that should be a concern to everyone. You know, if we're going to be paying something that perhaps we shouldn't be paying. And in addition to that, these invoices are all past due. So now we're going to get hit with a 1.5% interest charge on invoices that are past due because they weren't presented or paid for timely. So that's a concern. The other concern that I have is the department is coming to us for an additional $13,522 for fuel, for overage, more than what they anticipated. And it says here in the position paper that the price of diesel fuel has remained high for more than the past year, from $3.80 per gallon average last fiscal year to an average of $4.20 this fiscal year. But I'm looking at invoices here that tells me we're paying $3.21, we're paying $3.09, we're paying $2.98, we're paying $2.98, $3.06, $2.83. So I don't get it. The invoices that we have here are less than what the average cost of fuel was in 2022, last fiscal year I'm referring to. They're substantially less than what is being stated here for the current fiscal year. So obviously we're using a lot more fuel than what has been budgeted or anticipated in terms of gallons. It's not because the price is higher now. The price is a lot less than it was in 2022 average and in 2023 fiscal year average. So, Chief, does the department keep track of any non-emergency uses of fire department vehicles? Does the department track that? Is there any mileage records kept on the vehicles, all vehicles, that are used for things other than non-emergency runs, I'll call it?
Is your question, or do we separate out the mileage of the vehicles from responding to emergencies separate from when they're returning from an emergency?
Is that the question?
No. My question is, when I talk about mileage for non-emergency runs, you get a call, we have a fire, we have a rescue, we need this, we need that. Somebody's, you know, the boat is overturned. Emergency runs. Non-emergency runs are items where a fire department vehicle is used to go on non-emergency runs, such as the grocery stores, such as the restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. Does the department keep track of that? Those mileage and how much fuel is being burned for non-emergency items?
The fire department keeps track of total mileage of the vehicles and the fuel usage of the vehicles. We do not separate the type of run that the type of mileage that those trucks are putting on them. No.
So the fire department has no idea how many miles nor how many gallons of fuel are being consumed at the cost of the taxpayers for non-emergency runs. You have no idea.
Not in real time, no.
Okay. So if we average out what you said is the average cost of fuel this year, I'm coming up with 3,159 gallons of fuel used more than apparently what you budgeted for. And that's at your number.
So the number that we budget is an estimated cost for the fuel for the entire fiscal year.
So how do you come up with that number, Chief? Do you do an evaluation of, okay, so engine this, ladder that, rescue this, battalion chief vehicle, deputy chief vehicle is going to be used for this, this, and this, and this, and we have X amount of miles that we anticipate? Or is it, based upon, you know, what we used last year, we're going to kind of use that going forward? My question is, how much fuel is being used at the cost of the taxpayers for the vehicles doing non-emergency runs?
Councilman,
we don't know.
Councilman, it's not as easy as one would suspect. Fire department vehicles don't use miles per gallon like other most vehicles on the road. I could have a pumper sit at a fire, pumping a fire, having 0 miles put on its odometer and run out of fuel with a full tank. It uses fuel when their generators are running. They use fuel when they're in pumping operations. When the aerial trucks are in operation, they're using fuel. When the rescues are sitting at scenes, when any of these trucks or vehicles are sitting at scenes, they're using fuel without mileage. When the rescues are sitting at the hospitals, their climate control systems and everything need to be on, so they are sitting using fuel without using any mileage. So just putting a miles to gallon for a piece of fire apparatus there's no way to calculate that. We go by mileage, by historically how much fuel we use in the fire department in a year. And I take that number, I anticipate if we're going to use potentially more or less, but we typically go with what the average is over the last couple of years, and then we multiply that by the average cost of the fuel in the last fiscal year. This year's fiscal year, the average cost of fuel was higher than last fiscal year. Hence, we're a little bit more than we anticipated because we thought the fuel prices would at least stabilize, if not go down. But consequently, they've actually gone up over the average from the last fiscal year.
But not according to the invoices we have here.
You're looking at a 1 month clip of an entire 12-month period or 9-month period.
I'm looking at the invoices that you're presenting to us for $13,522.31. That's what I'm looking at.
Correct. So if you're looking at that
goes back to March.
$3.21 unit price and add in the taxes and fees because that's included in the cost of the fuel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That number will quickly go up to almost $5 a gallon. But we were paying, or $4 a gallon. We were paying back in October of last year, $5.57 a gallon on average. So if you average it the entire year, if I include the last deliveries that we had in the month of April, or with the taxes included, our total price per gallon average is still $4.20 for this fiscal year. And we've been paying $3 on average in the last couple months.
Chief, I understand. I understand about your position with regard to the vehicles running, operating, idling when they are on an emergency run, whether it be a fire or a rescue or whatever the case may be. That's one set of fuel usage, which nobody has an objection to paying for, obviously. My question is, does the department know how much fuel is being consumed doing the other runs that are non-emergency runs? And your answer was no.
Correct.
And you are familiar with the non-emergency runs that are being performed, right, throughout the city, right?
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's a question.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, no.
Okay. So then the department doesn't keep track of any use of those vehicles that is not an emergency. The battalion chiefs in each station, whoever the superior is that is condoning or allowing these the use of these vehicles, we don't have any knowledge of that.
The battalion chiefs are in charge of making sure that the vehicles adhere to the policies of the fire department. And there's policies in the fire department that speak to the use of those vehicles at non-emergency scenes. And as long as the operators of those vehicles and those company officers are adhering to the department policies, then typically those type of incidents do not come up to the administration's attention, no.
So that you mentioned those department policies, do those department policies also include the policies and directives from the Board of Public Safety to the fire department?
The Board of Public Safety approved those policies, yes.
But you said that the battalion chiefs make those approvals of department policies. My question is, does that include the directives and the policies submitted to the fire department by the Board of Public Safety?
Excuse me, before you answer that, Chief, I'm going to ask you to identify yourself. And Councilman, we've given you some leeway, but you've hit your time mark on the questioning of this topic. But I'm going to please ask the Chief to reply to the Councilman's question and identify yourself before you do so.
Peter McMichael, Fire Chief. Councilman, matters pertaining to the operations of the fire department should be directed directly to the mayor's office, not to department heads. I would ask you to submit your comments or questions directly to the mayor's office.
Chief, it's interesting that you say that because I've asked you questions and you have sent me a reply that anything that is not on the agenda for the city council has got to go before the mayor. This is on the agenda for the city council. And the previous question, or one of the last questions I asked you, was also on the agenda for the city council. But I'm not getting answers. Now you're saying to me, even though it's on the agenda for the city council, it's still going to go to the mayor. Is that what you're telling me?
Chief Elbenhauer has answered your questions, Councilman. Any questions pertaining to the operations, the day-to-day operations of the department, respectfully submit those to the mayor's office, please.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Chief. Any questions, further questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
One follow-up question. Is there any way that we could calculate the number of miles being put on different fire apparatus that do not relate to emergency runs, any sort of breakdown where there's a distinction between miles for emergency runs versus miles for non-emergency runs?
Of course, there's a way to do that. My concern is it's a lot of effort being put in to creating data that means nothing, because miles per gallon alone on a piece of fire apparatus does not tell you anything about this fuel usage. So I could calculate how many miles a truck goes into an emergency scene, but unless I know how long it was there, what it was operating, what RPM it was operating at that fire scene, and for how long, unless somebody has got the time during an emergency to write down all that information, That information really does us no good when we go to try to calculate the miles per gallon on a vehicle. So we just use an average.
And that makes sense. I wouldn't expect, you know, that level of great detail in reporting, but I do think that for statistical purposes, it could be helpful for us to get a general sense of whether, say, 95% of the mileage put on the vehicles is due to responding to scenes, or if it's 90%, whatever the numbers may be, some general information like that may be helpful. And I imagine that this might come more from the manufacturer, but since these are different types of apparatus, I want to direct this question to you at this time. Do you have, or would you be able to find information on the amount of fuel that would be expected to be expended if one of the various apparatus were idling for a standard period of time, such as a 1 hour period of time?
I'm sure if I looked at the manufacturer's manual for the specific engine that is in for idling time, that would be pretty consistent, since the actual weight that they're carrying is not inclusive of that. I could come up with a gallon per, you know, per hour usage, not per mile, but gallon per hour usage that we normally would expect out of that engine. But again, what RPM that engine is idling at has a lot to do with how much electronics in that truck at the time are running, because most of these trucks have a significant amount of electronics in them, the lights, the sirens, the radios, all the other electronics that are built into emergency vehicles. How much of the electronics is running when you're doing your idling test? It's probably very different than the manufacturer's test.
Oh, I can certainly imagine. You know, if you were going to ask me how much fuel was being expended in my own car for idling, I wouldn't know. Even for mileage, I wouldn't be able to give a precise number, but I would be able to give a general estimate. So I know every time I fill up my tank, I take a look at the miles versus how much I've driven, and usually it comes out to somewhere around 30. So I certainly wouldn't be looking for anything that's an overly precise number. But I think that some general information on, you know, a ballpark number, that could be helpful to answer some of the concerns that have been expressed to me, and I imagine to some of my colleagues from members of the public. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief. Next is bid 2024-017, Animal Shelter Food and Cat Litter. This is found on page 103. I'm going to ask the director to identify with the department and title, and then Councilman Lattiser has the floor.
Ann Corvin, Animal Shelter Director.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Hi, Director.
Hello.
I don't have a problem with the bid itself, but my question is, why are we going to pay $100 delivery charge to have this material, this food delivered to the shelter when the vendor is literally, I think it's about 4 miles away from the shelter? Isn't there someone either in your department or DPW or, you know, someone who is running various errands that can pick this up and save the $100?
I've done it a couple of times myself with my personal vehicle when I can. I have to be honest. I really just don't have the time to do it consistently. Mm-hmm. And I cannot fit the whole order in my car at once. I don't know about other departments, if they have vehicles available. I think we talked about this before. I mean, I don't know. I know it's not something like animal control would be able to do. I don't believe, given just their trucks, the way they're situated, and the volume of calls that they may or may not have. They may get there, they may not get there, and I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. When the manager was there, the last time this bid went out, he would use his own personal vehicle, pickup truck, and drop it off. But now that he's gone from that particular store, that's no longer an option.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
I just wanted to briefly say thank you for coming. Thank you for answering the question and for really going above and beyond to make that kind of trip in your personal vehicle in the past. And I think that, you know, we all can appreciate that there are limits to what anyone can do in terms of going above and beyond. And at a certain point, have to pay the delivery fee under some of these circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is item 14, bid 2023-438, replace doors and additional posts at Thayer Arena. This is found on page 106. This was requested by Councilman Lattiser. Christy, if you wouldn't mind, please identify yourself, department title and name.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't have a question. It's just a comment. It seems as though practically every meeting, you know, things keep coming back to us for this particular facility. And I wonder if, you know, maybe it might be the time to hire an entity that can go in and do a complete analysis of this facility once and for all and give us, provide DPW with a game plan for taking care of things. You know, we just keep chipping away at this thing, meeting after meeting after meeting, and the dollars just continue to go up. Why not just hire an entity, go in there, do a full evaluation of this facility, and make a recommendation to the city? Here's what you need to do. Here's what it'll take. Here's what it's worth. Here's what it's not. That's all I have to say on this. It just continues to come back to us every meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is number 28, bid 2024-029, ADA improvements at crosswalks.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Solicitor.
So we looked into it. The first recommendation I'm going to have at this moment is to for the committee to consider an amendment to their agenda. And the amendment is to correct the item number from 2024-029 to be 2024-027.
May I have a PCR?
PCR not needed at this moment.
So I apologize. A PCR is not needed.
Two steps. First item, we're going to amend the agenda to correct the agenda. Then we're going to assign a PCR for it.
Got it. Thank you. So to the members of the committee, I am making a motion to amend the bid number from
on the actual agenda.
On the actual agenda from 2024-027 to 2024-029.
The other way around.
That's what I knew I was messing up. I withdraw that amendment. That's why I was staring at you. All right. I'm making a motion to amend the agenda from bid 2024-029 to 2024-027.
Second.
ADA improvements at crosswalk. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I make a motion on the amendment to the agenda?
All right. Now we're going to pull the item off so that we can formally have the council do it. So assign a PCR to the new item.
May I have a PCR number, Madam Clerk? This is now 5223. And now we can have a discussion. Thank you. So for the record, bid 2024-027 will now be PCR 5223. But we will move on with discussion. And the reason why I asked this to be pulled is because this, just for clarification, this is also part of the ward's ARPA requests. And the first phase was getting the flashers for the crosswalks. The second phase is making them American with Disabilities Act legal, if you will. And this is part of that part. So, Christy, if you wouldn't mind identifying yourself and this department.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
So this is basically the final phase of this multi-phase that we've gone through on these four locations from Sandy Lane, as well as, I believe, Strawberry Field.
So we'll actually probably do it in reverse. We'll probably have the EDA improvements done first and then install the flashing pedestrian crosswalk signs. But yes, this is part and parcel, so they kind of go together.
Certainly. So we put the bids out a little backwards, but right. We're now moving it forward.
Right.
That's excellent. I want to thank your department for the effort put into. This is something that I know a lot of residents. We have in Ward 3, there is a massive apartment complex there, the Sandy Lane Apartments. It's also where the ice arena, their ice rink is, the swimming pool is, the DBW, the Boys and Girls Club annex that's at the Cooper Building. As well as the Strawberry Field where Lippitt Elementary School is. So to have these lights, it's incredibly necessary. And I thank you because I think it was done in a very timely fashion from the requests to now. So thank you and your department and all those involved. Are there any questions, comments from members of the committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any comments, questions from members of the public? Members of the public.
Mr. Chairman.
Solicitor Welsh.
So the recommendation at this time is whatever the committee is looking to do to put an amendment on this item to reflect that the item's number is changed.
Because we made it to a PCR.
We still need to make the amendment to the item. So if you can get a motion, then we'll put
a motion to accept the as amended the bid number.
It would be in order if the committee wants to move
favorable action
with an amendment to correct the title from 029 to 027.
I'll make such a motion for favorable action on PCR 52-23 as 2024-027 ADA improvements at crosswalk favorable action.
Second.
Was that correctly done before I ask for a vote? Thank you. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. Item number 29, bid 2023-455, purchase 8 solar speed signs. This is found on page 195. Christy, before I hand it over to Councilman Foley, could you please just re-identify?
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Councilman Foley.
Quick question. Are these similar to the ones that are on Narragansett Parkway?
Yes, these are actually identical to the ones that the police department had purchased prior to this purchase. So they'll be able to communicate with them the same way they do the one that they have installed there.
Thank you.
That's it.
Quick. See, there's a quick That's how it's done. Thank you, Council. And any further questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public. Questions, comments from members of the public. May I have a consent calendar vote action motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The next item, if I may ask for a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on February 6th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. If I may ask the Mr. Kaiser, the next item we'll be speaking to is PCR 24-23, formerly bid 2023-088, repairs to engine 13. If I could ask, what was the request by the department on this, please? I'm sorry, just please wait to the microphone.
The mayor is asked to hold that because he could not attend this evening.
And what would be the request of the administration for that hold?
For the next date in June, which would be June.
So the request...
Chairman, we didn't hear what the request was. I'm sorry.
He requested to hold... The administration is requesting to hold until the June 5th meeting so the mayor may be in attendance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Is there a motion to be made on the request of the administration?
I move to hold till the June 5th meeting.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 6:03 and the Finance Committee is closed. Thank you.